Chapter 19, Up the Hill. My foot hath held his steps, his way have I kept. Job 23, verse 11. Made dirty. The journey continued. They now arrived at the foot of the hill. It was hill difficulty. Of course, Mr. Greatheart immediately wanted to tell what happened to Christian here. He first brought them to a well. Look, he said, this is the fountain that Christian drank from before he went up the hill. Then the water was still clear and good, but now it is dirty. There have been people who purposely made it dirty with their feet. They did not want the travelers to drink water here. Well, Mercy said, why would they destroy something which is so good? You can still use this water, Mr. Greatheart said. If you draw the water and put it in a clean vessel, the mud will sink to the bottom. The water will then look even clearer than before. So, this was what Christiana and the other ones had to do. They drew some water and poured it into a stony pot. They let it stand for a while until the mud had sunk to the bottom. After this, they could drink it. No one keep them back. When Christian was at this hill, he saw two byways. The one way led around the hill on the left side, and the other one on the right. These seemed to be easy ways because you did not need to climb, but it was forbidden to go on them. Yet, there were two men who both took such a wrong path. They were formalist, or holding onto external forms, and hypocrisy, meaning pretending to be what you are not. The one went to the left, the other one to the right. It did not end well with these men. These byways were still there, but now there were posts and chains at the entrance. There was even a ditch in front of it. These are dangerous paths, Mr. Greatheart said. Two men perished here. For that reason, they put these chains at the entrance. But there are still people who choose such a wrong path. They do not want to take the effort to climb the hill. They are actually foolish, Christiana said. That is what Solomon meant when he said, the way of transgressors is hard. It is strange that they do not break their neck when they enter here. They just risk it, Mr. Greatheart said. No one can hold them back, not even the king's servants. Oh, they do cry, beware, this is dangerous. But some do not want to listen to that. Oh no, they mock. We will not listen to the word which you spoke to us in the name of the Lord. Did we not tell you we will just go on? Yet you can see very clearly that these ways are dangerous. Just look, there are posts at the entrance. A ditch was dug, and there is even a thick chain. And if that is not enough yet, there is also a hedge in front of it. But they still go right through this all. They are just lazy, Christiana said. Walking uphill is not easy enough to their liking. Therefore, they rather go around. Then they will not become tired. It is exactly as the Bible says. The way of the slothful man is as an hedge of thorns. They prefer to go over dangerous snares rather than over this hill. They just do not want to go to the city in the right way. Hill difficulty. The women and children continued on, straight ahead, up the hill. Together they climbed up. It was not easy. Christiana was out of breath soon, and they were not nearly at the top yet. "Well, well," she panted, "this truly is a hill to sigh about. Many people like an easier life. They do not choose for their poor soul. Yes, then I can understand that they prefer an easier way." "I cannot go any more," Mercy complained. "I have to sit down." The younger children began to cry. "Come on," Mr. Greatheart said. "You must not sit down here. A little higher up is the arbor of the king. In that arbor you may rest." He immediately took the youngest boy by his hand. "Come," he said, and brought him to the arbor. When they arrived at the arbor, they were tired and sweating. It felt very good to sit down for a while. Mercy was very happy with this place. "How sweet it is to rest after working so hard," she said. "How good the king is for his travelers. He truly provided a good resting place. I indeed heard much about this arbor, but never saw it before. But let us watch that we do not fall asleep here, because I heard what happened to Christian and what it cost him." "Come, my dear boys," Mr. Greatheart said. "How are you? What do you think about this journey?" "Sir," the youngest one answered, "I was almost out of breath. Thank you for holding my hand. Mother said that the way to heaven is like a long ladder which you must climb. But she also said that the way to hell goes down, just as if you go downhill. And this is true. But it is better to climb the ladder, for that leads to life. The way downhill ends in death." "Hmm," Mercy said. "Going downhill is so easy." "But it will not remain like that," said James, for this was the boy's name. "I believe there will come a day that going downhill will be the hardest of all." "You are a good boy," his master said. "You answered her very well." Mercy smiled. The little boy blushed. "Come," Christiana said, "would you like to eat something? Just a little something to receive new strength. Just sit down, then you can rest. Come here, I have a piece of a pomegranate."
"Oh, a pomegranate."
"Yes, Mr. Interpreter gave it to me when I left. He also gave me a piece of a honeycomb and a small bottle of wine." "I thought that he wanted to give you something," Mercy said, "because he called you inside." "Yes, he did," Christiana smiled. "But it is also for you, for that is what I promised you when we just left. We would share everything because you came along with me voluntarily." Then she gave something to everyone. "Enjoy it, everybody." They gladly did so. Also, Mr. Greatheart could eat if he wanted, but he shook his head. "You are traveling, and I will almost return to my place. Enjoy your meal. I am sure it tastes good. At home, I eat this every day." Explanation. At times, the Lord wants to refresh his children before they meet with difficulties. Therefore, he provides a well of water. He does this through his servants. They bring the word of God. But now something terrible happened. The water of this well became muddy. This means that there are people who want to make God's word filthy with their own ideas. They explain the word of God in a wrong way. If you are truly thirsty for his word, you cannot drink this. Then you must at times listen in quietness and peace to be able to hear the true word of God. Ask the Lord for the sound explanations of his word. The way of the Lord is often a way in which we will meet difficulties. It is not always easy to fear the Lord. The way around hill difficulty is actually much easier to travel on. then more is allowed, and it seems much nicer. Or is this not true? Yet the Lord wants us to go the right way. If we forsake him, the end will be wrong, in the same way it went wrong with formalist and hypocrisy. They pretended that they could also travel to heaven in an easier way. The Lord wants to warn us for such a way. He wants to hold us back. He does this through his servants, but also by things that happen. He actually places a big gate at the entrance of the easy way. And yet, many people choose that way. They sometimes think they can go to heaven in this way also. They talk about God and about Jesus, but they do not know him with their heart. They want to serve the Lord and at the same time live life as easy as can be. How terrible that will end. It was nice that Mr. Greatheart was with them when they had to go uphill. Today there are also people who want to help us through our difficulties. They clearly see that especially little children sometimes need a hand. Mr. Greatheart encouraged the travelers to continue. Thus they arrived at the resting place of the king. There they had a delicious meal. The way of the Lord does not only consist of difficulties. Certainly not.